This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Team of Thrill Hill, you bring us 3 stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the 3 stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And let's just get started. We will start, in California, where a man by the name of Samuel Pasilas, he's a pastor there. Well, he was recently arrested for paying for a man to kill his daughter's boyfriend. True man of God here. Riverside police arrested Samuel after gathering enough evidence that he ordered the attempted murder of the man dating his own daughter. Now, the hit took place in October of last year. The victim was sitting in his car when he was shot multiple times from a vehicle that pulled alongside his. Then the shooters quickly drove away, but the victim survived, drove himself to a nearby hospital. Now, he could not provide investigators with too much information about his would-be killers, but 5 months later, police concluded that the incident was a murder-for-hire shooting orchestrated by his girlfriend's father. Once again, that would be Pastor Pasilas. He paid them almost $40,000. Now, police arrested him and one of the alleged hitmen, a 55-year-old guy, but they're still looking for the third suspect. Anyway, both the father and the one would-be hitman, they pleaded not guilty during a joint arraignment at the Riverside Hall of Justice, but they're being held for $1 million bail because no one believes them. Anyway, sources from the Riverside Police Department, they told reporters that the pastor met with the two gunmen, paid them $40,000, and provided information on the victim's whereabouts the nights of the shooting. As for the reason of wanting the man dead, he didn't approve of his daughter dating him. And since he couldn't convince his daughter to break up with him, he decided to hire hitmen. Mm-hmm. That's fatherly love. Yeah. Now we have a story of just straight up humiliation. Angel Harding and her friend, they say they were removed from an Air New Zealand flight shortly before takeoff at the Auckland airport because of their size. Two women say they were left traumatized after they were removed from the flight just before it took off. Angel Harding says she and a friend, they were offloaded from the Air New Zealand flight, which was turned around and taken back to the terminal as it was taxiing toward the runway. Now, the passengers, they had complained about the treatment from a flight attendant after boarding the flight. She explained that she was looking out the window as the plane trundled along when she felt a sudden pain in her arm. She turned to see the flight attendant pushing the armrest down, which dug into her limb. And the flight crew member loudly told her that the plane could not take off until all armrests are down. Typical thing. But according to Angel, it was quite aggressive. Now, after Angel's friend suggested that the flight attendant should sit down while the plane was moving, the crew member reportedly said, quote, "I can get you both kicked off this flight." Now, she said the flight attendant then returned to the front of the aircraft, spoke into a phone before the plane started to turn around. Then the flight attendant made an announcement that all passengers would need to exit the plane due to, quote, "an inconvenience." The flight attendant returned to the two women and told them, quote, "You two should have booked 4 seats. You should have bought 2 seats each." They were then told that they'd have to purchase 2 seats each way when they book a flight with Air New Zealand in the future. The two women, who were assisted with wheelchairs due to medical conditions, got off the jet with the rest of the passengers. A different Air New Zealand worker then took them to the side and told them they would have to rebook and get two tickets each. Eventually, that is what they did because they had no choice because they wanted to return home. But essentially, big chicks booted them off the flight. And now for our final story. They say in a high-profile divorce case that sparked heated debates in China, a man divorced his wife of 16 years after learning that none of the three children she birthed during their marriage were his. None of them.
Oh,
man. So in December 2007, this guy Chen something, he married a woman named Yu. Now, soon after meeting her for the first time, seemed like simple, down-to-earth woman. His parents had long been pressuring him to settle down, so he never really took time to get to know her. But soon after tying the knot, Yu informed Chen that she was pregnant, and he was so overwhelmed by the news that he was going to be a father, he never realized his wife would have had to have been already pregnant when they met to have a child when she did. So he's not doing the math on this, all right? Anyway, she gave birth to the couple's first daughter, and her husband became a long-distance truck driver who was away most of the year, only coming home for short periods of time. Well, the years passed. Yu gave birth to another daughter, which Chen assumed was his, but he started suspecting his wife's infidelity in 2019 when she informed him that she was pregnant once again, because this time Chen knew that he hadn't been home when the baby had been conceived, so he confronted his wife about it, but she insisted that he got his math wrong and that the baby is in fact his, so he just accepted her version and welcomed his third daughter. It was in November of 2022 that he finally became convinced that his wife had not been faithful. He learned that she'd been having an affair with a man named Wu, and so it's Yu and Wu, and had given birth to her fourth daughter at a hospital. But instead of confronting his wife, he got a lawyer, went to the hospital to investigate, and he learned that she did indeed give birth to a girl there that month, but the release form featured his name as the father, as well as a forged signature. So now he's convinced his previous suspicions that her infidelity had been correct. He finally filed for divorce, ordered a paternity test for each of his children, and the result was shocking. Not one of the three daughters that he had raised as his own had been conceived with him. So he took his wife to court, asked for paternity of the children anyway, but also compensation for emotional distress. Believe it or not, he got custody of the two older daughters.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he raised them.
Yeah, I mean, that was his, that point. He's like, I'm raised. So those are your stories. We have the pastor in California hired a hitman to whack his daughter's boyfriend. We have the Air New Zealand flight attendant who booted two obese women off the plane and also told them, you need to buy two tickets per person next time. And finally, the man who's divorcing his wife because none of his three kids are actually his.
The women on the plane, was anybody complaining? Like, were they in their own row?
They were in their own row. No one was complaining. The flight attendant, I did not like them for whatever reason. The flight attendant didn't like them, but they weren't there causing problems or anything. I think she seemed to just not like their size and wanted to humiliate them. That's the sense I get, but I don't know.
Yeah, that just seems odd. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can fathom maybe if somebody was complaining, but like,
but even
they're already on the plane. You're sitting there like
you were about to take off.
Yeah, and it seems odd that the person who sold him the tickets or checked him in never said, sorry, we have a rule. Because
right.
I've seen a flight attendant give somebody a seatbelt extender.
Yep, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the guy in China sucks the least because he didn't know.
Well, it's more about his wife. Not
Yeah,
not right. Him.
All right, I was like, this seems pretty easy. Yeah. He seems a good dude. God, that's tough then. I mean, I guess that woman's awful. The pastor trying to kill somebody. I mean, I guess the crappy flight attendant sucks the least.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, they got in
this scenario,
flights.
Yeah.
All the things.
Did they have to pay for two more seats?
They did.
They did, yeah.
So, I mean,
they eventually got there.
They eventually got where they're going, but yeah, they had to buy two tickets per person.
Well, hopefully they sue. So I'm going to say one sucks the least, and hopefully they get some money out of the deal.
Yeah, but it depends on the laws in New Zealand.
Right,
you know?
And that's a crappy situation.
And
how
do they make that rule?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't just, you could weigh people, but some people are taller and like hold their weight different.
They were also both in a wheelchair.
Right.
So they're both also handicapped.
I just feel like that's a tough call to make, you know what I mean?
It really is. Yeah. It is. Well, not in New Zealand, apparently.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shout the dates coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.